Is that how people are going to be deceived? The ministers are going to come forth and say, we are the ministers of God. Please lay with us as the serpent lay with Eve. Is that what they're going to do? No, they're going to say, hath God said? But I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Hath God said that? Well, let me tell you something. Let me show you a little trickery. Let me show you a little handling of the word of God deceitfully. Let me show you a little something deeper. The deep parts of Satan. The deep parts of deception and delusion and seduction. They seduce your mind from the simplicity that is in Christ. What is the simplicity that is in Christ? That we have to overturn the book of Genesis and take this scripture and pervert it out of all meaning? Is that the simplicity of Christ? The simplicity of Christ is righteousness, holiness, and godliness. He died for your sins that you may be made the righteousness of God, and that you may be made the sons of God, that you might be conformed to the image of his Son. It is perfection and pureness and holiness, a chaste virgin. That is the simplicity of Christ. It is not a bunch of doctrines which pervert the word of God, which take you away from the simplicity into the complexity of nonsense and deception and fables. That is what they do. They want to take you away from something simple. Walk ye in this way, in the right way. That is the simplicity of the truth. That is the simplicity of the gospel. Walk ye this way. This is the way. Walk ye in it. Follow me. Follow me. That's the. And what did Jesus do? Well, we're going to do the Gospels really soon. After we do Hebrews, we're going to go to the Gospels. I get so animated when I think about this because it really ticks me off. I feel like I want to yell about it for another hour. They want to pervert the Word of God and change the meaning. And they think they do well. That's the simplicity of Christ. The simplicity of Christ is, read Genesis 3 at face value, but don't take it for what it says. Don't do that. Don't just believe the word of God. Believe what I say. You've got to change the whole story into something entirely different because we have a verse here that says, the serpent beguiled Eve. What did he beguile her with? His genitals? No, with his subtlety. And is that the only way in which this is done? No. But I think the funny thing is that right in the midst of this passage talking about people corrupting people's minds from the simplicity that is in Christ, there are teachers out there like Dr. Arnold Murray who are perverting people's minds away from the truth. And for those who do not know that name, I'm sorry I brought it into it, but you know what? It's out there. And people have a problem, and he always teaches his students, oh, I never name names. Well, I do. You know why I name names? Because Paul named names. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have erred concerning the truth, saying the resurrection is already past. Of whom is this? And Alexander the coppersmith. He has much grieved me. The Lord reward him according to his works. Yeah. He named names. I name names too. Mark them which so walk. Mark them which are deceitful. Mark them which pervert the word of God. Mark them. Just do a strong search and mark them. He says, mark those who walk not according to the doctrines of the apostles or something along those lines. You know, I have liberty. I'm a servant of God. You look up that. I'm not going to look it up right now because I know it's right. I can mark him if I want. The only reason they think it's wrong is because he says it's wrong. And it seems so nice not to mention names. Yeah. When you're out perverting the word of God, it's a good idea to teach people not to mention names. Lest your name come up. But I'm willing to walk another... Mention my name. Because in a sense, right, I say that, and people who have never heard of Arnold Murray are suddenly going to be curious about Arnold Murray. So they're going to go check out Arnold Murray. I don't care. That's what he's afraid of. He would never mention my name, believe me, and I doubt he's even taken notice of me. I'm no more than a buzzing fly that he can't even hear because I'm on the other side of the universe. That's how insignificant I am compared to a mega preacher like Dr. Murray. All right? But I used to be a student of his. Not that he knew me, because he has millions of students. Or hundreds of thousands. I don't know. He certainly goes into millions of homes. But I'm not afraid of having the same judgment on me. Then judge me. Talk about me. Send me letters telling me what I think is wrong, and I'll consider it and tell you if you're right. Because Lord knows I've changed my mind to conform to God's word. Oh, I have. Because I used to be a student of such thing. My mind was once corrupted in this nonsense. Eve was, you know, there was some sort of, you know, you want to, the thing is, you're not familiar with God's word, right? So you meet someone. You know, I think of, you know, there is a seduction that goes on. Oh, I probably shouldn't go there. I was going to go to Proverbs, and it talks about the strange woman who seduces the young man. Oh, come in. Stolen waters are sweet. My bed is perfumed. Come on, lie with me. My husband's away. Right? And what happens is these people, they're interested in the Bible. They want to learn more about the Bible. I know, I was one of them. You want to know about the scriptures. You don't know anything. And some elder comes along and says, well, let me show you a few things. So they show you this scripture here, the serpent beguiled Eve. They show you that scripture there, this, that, the other. They show you this scripture there, blah, blah, blah. And then they show you Genesis. And they say, well, see, it's got to be different. You need to understand this on the deeper level. The level that is so deep, it's foreign. You know, there are everyone who deceives uses the Bible to hear a little there, a little right. And even line-by-line preachers who preach the Bible right as it is written, they will pervert all truth. Verse 4 says, if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, you might well bear with, you know, if one comes preaching another Jesus, you might well bear with me in my folly. Right? I'm afraid you might bear with someone preaching another Jesus. It's something he was concerned about, that they would listen to that. Listen to a different gospel than had been preached. And this, the truth here is as it is written and as he taught it. You know, what are the good things of the gospel that we can have by faith in him? You know, and the thing is, these people, that, and it comes, you know what it comes from? You know where this perversion comes from for people? It starts by perverting the gospel. And the number one way in which the gospel is perverted is people teach